How does Zebra Technologies enable solutions? How do we work with our software partners and vendors? And an introduction to a new product that Zebra has on the market. I'm joined today with Leonard Duve, who is our Netherlands sales manager. So both our contact details are up on the screen. If you wish to have a chat afterwards or at some time in the future, please reach out to either of us. So Zebra Technologies has been around for 50 years. We've been innovating for that 50 years. And you can see a number of milestones on this particular screen. Over the years, we've acquired complementary businesses. One of those was Motorola Solutions, which bought us the mobile computing business as well as the real-time location business, which again, you will see more of later on in this presentation. So Zebra traditionally is a hardware manufacturer. So we have a what we call a standard range, which you will see in retail, transport, logistics, and manufacturing. But in healthcare, we have a dedicated healthcare range of products. We manufacture these with safety in mind. So as soon as you introduce information technology into healthcare environment, where humans have got to touch that piece of equipment, collect wristbands and labels, and even more so, scanners and handheld mobile computers into that environment, you also raise the chance of cross-infection. So as we mobilize our clinicians to allow them to go bedside to bedside, we also allow the mobilization of any germs, any viruses. So we take this very seriously. All our products are manufactured with healthcare plastics, what we call infection control plastics. And we have a long list, the industry's longest list of disinfectant chemicals that you can use. And these are chemicals you find every day in the hospital. And we have a long list for each product of the chemicals that are compliant with those products. So how does Zebra work? So today we're going to look at the patient journey very quickly, and then we're going to look at how we manage equipment and asset tracking. So Zebra takes information from the patient journey, either presenting, collecting, or sharing that data through the electronic medical record. So any medical record that is HL7 or FHIR compliant, we can integrate into. And then we share that data again at the other side of that electronic medical record. The data coming out of that can be shared back to those Zebra devices. So that could be a Zebra mobile computer, that could be a Zebra printer, but it also could be a desktop and other methods of accessing that data, including tablet computers. Alongside this, we also take information around asset tracking and location information. We can also input this into those electronic medical records and provide context around the business of the who, why, what, where, and when of healthcare for patients. So we look at the entire patient journey from admissions all the way through point of care and lab, and we have many solutions, too many to actually go in depth today. But everywhere through that patient journey, we pay attention for the type of information being presented, how it will be presented, how do we capture that, and how do we share that in the best method that supports all those clinicians on the ground treating patients and furthering that patient journey. Sorry. So we have a number of products which you saw earlier, but I want to have a particular focus on our mobile computing range. We've got two new additions to that range, the TC21 and TC26 that you can see on the left-hand side. These are brand new to our range and augment the TC52. So what's the difference? You can see some specs at the bottom. What I would say the difference is the TC52 is the flagship product for infection control. That doesn't mean to say the TC21 or 26 is lesser of product. It certainly isn't. But if you have challenging environments and conditions around infection control, we would recommend the TC52. But you can clean the TC21 and 26 in those healthcare environments next to the patient. So an expanding product range, it's always expanding. Our scanner range, our printer range, and very likely here, the new addition to the family is the TC26. So our mobile computing is the go-to device. It's the go-to device for all the applications that you see on the screen, for reading that patient wristband, for creating that label that goes onto the blood sample, for scanning bloods at bedside, for the pharmacy, and electronic prescription medication administration, and asset tracking, which we'll come to momentarily. But we also have all these alarms and alerts that are filtered through our device. Our device is the window into those alarms and alerts. So the way that we augment those alarms and alerts is with a partnership with IQ Messenger. So you can take all these alarms, all these alerts from the individual medical devices and their respective applications and have them filtered through one application, which is IQ Messenger. So this is a hugely important part of healthcare. It is the transmission of data to that one screen that becomes very important to provide that patient care, that very important patient care. So Zebra is all about partnerships. It's all about integration with our software partners, and IQ Messenger is a very, very important part of that journey for us. So let's say thank you to IQ Messenger for their partnership. So I want to go on to medical equipment tracking, and I'm going to show you a live demo of our software and application layer. So this again integrates with electronic medical records. It also integrates with asset management software. It also can be used on our mobile computing devices. So we know, and it's become more acute over the last few months, that understanding the operational criteria and condition of our healthcare environments, where our machines, where our people, where our stock is hugely important. So what we have done at Zebra is taken one of our existing products, which is the MotionWorks Enterprise you can see in the middle here. This is a asset tracking engine, or is it a tracking engine, a location engine? So we can take feeds from various hardware inputs into our MotionWorks engine and feed that into our healthcare application, MotionWorks Healthcare. And this provides not just location, but provides context around those assets and those locations throughout the healthcare environment. So I want to switch over to a live demo. So I hope this is successful. I can switch over. Let me switch screens. So inside our demo, or inside our software, we have various modules. We have an asset module, an ER module, an OR module, and various supporting modules. I want to talk to you today predominantly about the asset module and then ER and OR and how they work together to provide that extra level of patient care and visibility into your business. So when we think about assets, what we're actually thinking about is how do we manage those assets? So the first thing we do is place assets into a group. So we can group these assets and give them certain attributes, and you can see a list here. And I'll pick a couple from this list. What we can do in these attributes is create workflows for different personas in the business. So a cleaning team has a different workflow than a nursing team, than an engineering team. So what we're seeing here is the cleaning team instructions for every time they interact with the bed. So every time their workflow says, go to this location and your job is to change that bed, we have a set of instructions in here. Depending on the work persona, that would allow us to complete those tasks successfully. And those instructions vary depending what the asset type is and depending what the job role is. So that's asset types. When we look at individual assets and tracking, what we want to understand, and this is from a nurse's perspective, what is the nearest asset that I'm looking for to my location? Now, we're in the demo system here, so we've got some different areas titled up here, and we've got our search criteria at the top and a map to the bottom. So what I'm going to do here is search for beds, and you'll see these numbers change on this side as you see the beds being in those locations. So if I look for beds, I can pick individual beds out of my list, or I can just search for beds. What I get here, and you can see this numbers change for ER floor, what I get here is a set of beds that are in that location where I'm searching. So we define the search area by your common work location or the location you are searching in. And those, so if I'm stood in a different part of the hospital I'm searching, you will be given the options of those search results top left. So I've searched for beds and I want to look at individual beds so I can select them from the left-hand menu and we can get that icon to flash in the location of that bed. So we've detected that bed using BLE or passive RFID. So we know the accurate location of that bed. I can also look at individual assets and get a health report for the tag that that asset has. So here you can see this is the first look at our traffic light system, the green, amber, red. And with like any traffic light, red signifies something that needs attention. So what we're seeing here is that the ping time is out of specification and the rental date has actually expired. So when we're looking for individual assets, we're not just looking at its location, we're looking at its context in the business. So is it coming towards the end of its rental? And I will show you an example of that. So this is a nurse team searching for individual assets. What we can also do, if I take away the beds and go back to my full search area, excuse me, what we can see is we can actually look for pending maintenance, so overdue maintenance. And I look at beds for overdue maintenance and search, I have one asset that is overdue maintenance. So I can search for all assets for that maintenance search or individual assets and get the location of those assets and the attention that they require. So what we can also look at is an individual asset list, and I will show you some of the logic behind that. So these are individual assets in our test system. And within this, we have the asset type identifier as well as a serial number. You can also see the GS1 identifier. So with any asset, we can look at all the relevant GS1 information around that asset. GIAI, GTIN, and any location identifiers that it has. We can also see behind these assets the rental information or the preventative maintenance information, and that's what you're seeing here. Preventative maintenance is due every 30 days. We escalate this if that's not met. What the next maintenance date is, if you're not the owner of the asset, who is the owner of the asset? When did that rental start and when did that rental end? And when did we last see this asset? And that's crucial when assets disappear off the system that we have a set of alarms that we can create to look for the asset at its last heartbeat. So where was it? When was it? So we can detect assets if they are missing. You can also see two indicators here. One is clean dirty, one is refill needed. We can initiate these by three different ways. One is process. So as we discharge a patient, we can mark an individual bed that that patient's been booked into as clean dirty. That's one method. The other method is we can manually mark a bed as clean dirty. And the third method is by location. So if we move a bed or any other asset to a particular location in the hospital, we can mark that as requires cleaning and or maintenance. You can also see a refill needed, and you can see this on all assets. So clean dirty would normally mean that the entire asset needs to go for cleaning and or maintenance when that flag is actually ticked. If refill is ticked, this would mean that the bed, in this case the bed, we would need to change the bedding. So we're not going to change the bed frame, we're not going to change the mattress, but we would change the beds. And we can have those two flags for all the assets that we see in the system. Okay, so we also have different, what we call a persona types, where we can create dashboards for the nurses, the nurse manager, biomed, and supply chain managers. We can also look at managing Kanban, so not just those reusable asset types, but those smaller assets which are used on a daily basis. So we can use passive RFID to manage a Kanban system that would alert us to surgical gloves or bandage when those locations are empty and need refilling. We can create exception reports for those particular functions. We have a reporting dashboard. So this is exception reporting. So from here, we can create reports and we can integrate those or point them at APIs with other software. We can export these out through Excel. We can push these out through text or email to create individual actionable workflows. So in a clean, dirty report, we can integrate this with another system. We can integrate this with the workflow on site, and we can look for all the assets that are dirty and in the locations that are not sterilization room, because we expect them to be dirty once they're in the sterilization room. So on here, there would only be one asset. So this would be automatically filtered, sent out to an adjacent piece of software, or sent out as a command by text to individual people in the organization that it is their role to deal with these particular functions. So that's exception reporting. What I want to very quickly do is show you what we call ER and OR, and how the asset management piece integrates with the ER and OR process. So with the same infrastructure, so passive RFID and BLE, we can also track patients. So we can do this by process and we can do this by location. And what you're seeing here is patient information that's coming from the electronic medical record. So we can use HL7 or FHIR communication protocols to grab the patient information. The patient information does not reside in this system, it's an integration. And once the patient is discharged, that information is not held within our system. It's still held within the patient record, it's held within the electronic medical record. So what you can see here is on this particular day, we have got 10 admissions and we can see where they are in the particular workflow. And this is being triggered by the location on each individual wristband, okay? So we can start to see what those workflows look like in each individual area. We also have the ability to create smart screens that allows those individual departments to look at the workflow and then alert other members of staff to come and assist where we see delays in the system. Because this is a test system, you're seeing reds, because these have been in the system for a long period of time, been in the test system for a long period of time, and are showing 604 minutes since admission. But again, it's our test system. We also have, as I said before, persona-led dashboards. And here I want to show you the doctor-physician led dashboard. So our team member can log in and select their own individual dashboard, and they can see what their workload looks like for at this particular moment in time. So this is by doctor, registered nurse, and patient. So we can see where the patient is in the current sequence, but what we can also do is look at how long the patient has been in those individual sequences. So what you can see here is timestamps at every point in that journey. So again, there is a location tool with ER. There is a report section to ER, very similar to what you saw before. The tracking view is very similar. What we're looking at here is individual patients. And again, I click to the left, it will highlight the individual patient location. I click on the patient and it will show me some tag identifier information. So this allows us then to check if we're using BLE on a patient wristband, you know, what's the status of the battery in that, in the wristband. We can also have auto alerts when the battery is running low. We can create that in an exception report, so we can pull all assets or patient identifiers which have low batteries. So I want to switch to OR. So this is planned surgeries, elective surgeries, however you want to term this. Very similar to ER, but it does have some extra features in here. So again, we can track patients through registration, through pre-op, through theater, and then ultimately discharge. In, because we integrate here with HL7 and FHIR, we can actually integrate with the lab system as well. So what we're seeing here, this could be on a smart board where we're looking at the individual patients and their workflows. And here we've got a red identifier for labs. And if we click on labs, we've integrated with a lab system and we can see those warning signs for lab. So this would allow us to very quickly ascertain whether that patient is fit for operation today or not. And that information is coming direct from the lab system. We can also initiate different checks along the way for nurses, you know, that can use on a handheld terminal. Have you removed the dentures of the patient? The jewelry been removed? And did the patient consent? And we can send these to the system and understand who was the patient, who was the clinician, and what was done at that with a timestamp. Okay. So then that would turn green to say that we perform these checks. You're also seeing a room ready indicator. And within the OR, we have a room view for those operating theatres. So you can see our traffic light system again, the green and red. What you're seeing is predictions from our system. So again, test system, we've planned an hour for each operation from our fictitious patients. So let's look at KTED. So they're in for a coronary artery bypass graft. We know that we have the particular machine loadout is required for this operation, which is set against this procedure. And we know that one piece of equipment has been delivered and is ready for the operation. So we can timestamp individual pieces of equipment in and out of the theatre. We know the individual piece of equipment that's been that's in that theatre and has been in that theatre. And we can look at these across historical record. And there's an option to do staff as well. So when did the theatre nurse come in? When did the anaesthetist come in? And when did the surgeon enter? So how do we take our predictions? Our schedule time is 60 minutes. We're predicting 46 minutes. So our system over the last 6 months takes into account the surgeon's record. So who is the surgeon? What's their performance been against this procedure over the last 6 months with a particular weighting to the last 10 procedures? We can also look at patient age, time of day, and day of week. And from this, we can then make a prediction of what time the operation will finish. We can send a message down to theatre to verify that this is correct. How does that help us? This helps us get the cleaning teams in earlier into that theatre and turn it back to an operational theatre and allows us to increase the percentage of time we can perform on surgeries. So if I look at an operational view, what we can actually see here again is our tiled system using our traffic light system, and is showing the greens, ambers for individual stages of the process. So we can start to look in where we're seeing bottlenecks in the processes. Okay, so that's a very brief look at the application layer for ASSET, OR and ER. What I want to show you now is the management dashboards. So in here, we can create custom dashboards, again, demo system, a set of standard reports we have here. So when we look at our asset usage dashboard, this is showing us all the assets we have set up in the system, and we only have four assets set up at this moment, or four asset groups. And what we're seeing is where those individual assets are spending their time, dependent on the month and dependent on the asset. So if we just select beds, what we will see across the entire hospital is where the percentage of our assets are spending their time for the month of June here. So that then allows us to look at the vast majority of our assets are spending their time in sterilization. Again, we can export by Excel, and again, we can use APIs to export into another system. And we can use this as a management tool to analyze our current stock levels. Do we need to buy net new, or do we need to improve our processes? So then I also want to look about usage times. So again, we're going to focus on beds, but I'm going to drill this down to an individual department and an individual room. It's just, this is logging into a Californian server, so it may take a second or two just to generate that information. So what you're seeing here is the asset type, and the different colors are different months of the year. And if we hang our mouse, we can get individual pieces of data across that graph. So I just want to look at beds, and I just want to look at the month of April. And what this will give us is the amount of hours required for that asset across different days of that month, so of April. But that's not good enough for me. What I want to do is I want to see the uptime in all patient rooms. So again, I can filter that down to what is the uptime for beds, the usage or occupation of beds in patient rooms. Again, not good enough. I want to look at room ED102. So I can go down to an individual room and understand the bed that was in that room or beds. And then I can also look at the uptime of those beds. So what was the occupation time of those beds and uses? You can do this for any asset. What we can also see, if we look at wait times, and I'll pick OR wait times, we can look at how long our patients are waiting in each individual sequence. So registration, so check in to registration, registration to wait, waiting after pre-op, so on and so forth. So this is also by month, but this is also by specialism. So if I look at urology for February, I can drill the report, and again, traffic light system shows green, amber, red, set against those SLAs that the business has set. This is an incredibly useful tool, and we can just carry on drilling through these reports and look at individual days, look at individual providers and appointment times. So an incredibly versatile tool. This is our management reporting dashboard. What we also have in here when we look at ER is the ability to timestamp between procedures. And a good example of this is arrival to ECG. Forget the EKG, it's our American programmers. So this will time patient admitted to the time that they get an ECG machine. We could also do the same for door to needle, and we could also do the same for door to balloon. And these are timestamps actioned by either attaching a machine to the patient or by pressing a virtual button on one of our devices to say we've done a particular action. Okay, and that could be scanning a particular drug, it could be opening a packet. We can have timestamps all the way through those processes. So we are 1 minute to finish. So I'm going to pause there. If there are any questions, can you place them in the chat box, please? But I'm also going to, how do I unmute? Ask all to unmute. And if there's any questions you would like to ask now, be quite happy to take those questions. Any questions?
No, it seems no question, Wayne.
Okay, so I'm willing to be around for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes. And if any questions do come through, I'd be more than happy to answer them if they come through by email or come through by the chat box. I'll be here for an extra 10 or 15 minutes. Just going back to the first screen, if you've got any questions and you want to talk to the local sales lead, Leonard Duve is our local manager. If you have any questions for me personally, or you want to hook up on LinkedIn or Twitter, my details are at the bottom.
Yeah, we have one question, Wayne.
Yes.
I think it's more for Leonard. Are there hospitals in the Netherlands that already work with this system?
So all our asset tracking examples currently are in North America. This is a new product to EMEA, a new product to Europe, but we do have examples in North America at this moment. So we have already integrated with Epic, Cerner, InterSystems, but we don't see any problems integrating with any other system that's HL7 or FHIR. But to answer that question directly, no, North America at this moment in time.
Okay.
That's the asset tracking. With the mobile computing and other devices, we have many hospitals in the Netherlands, and Leonard would be more than happy, I think, to point in the direction of those.
Wayne, on that, can you explain the benefits of already existing equipment that might be in the organizations already, like the mobile computers and the printers that can be used to power this this solution?
Yeah, so let me flick down a few slides to have it as a background. So our some of our products have BLE on board. So if you've bought a Zebra printer and it has BLE activated, it can actually act as a beacon. So we can use some of our existing devices as IoT bridges. We can also do that with our mobile computing devices. So if we have a mobile computer in the hands of a clinician and it has BLE enabled, as we walk down the hallway, we can find that BLE beacon and we can report that back over wireless. So our device will be attached to a particular wireless access point. We know the location of that wireless access point. So we can actually bridge BLE through one of our mobile devices through a mobile access point back to our system. Any more questions? So we are going to, I believe we are going to share this deck. There we will put in some reference information as well, more around the products, but not too much. Maybe a slide each for each product set, which allows you to get more information. And if you'd like to try any of our products, I would point you in the direction of Leonard. I'll keep returning to that first screen for anyone that doesn't have contact details. So we still have 14 participants. Anyone want to step forward and ask questions? I don't think there's any new questions. As I said, I'll be around for another 5 minutes or so. So if you either want to put them in the chat box or ask them, I will be here. Somebody saying they cannot speak. Is that Mary France?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you. That was me, Wayne. Maybe also good to highlight that although the technologies that we are presenting here, at least the locationing solutions, might be new for healthcare in Europe. the technologies we are using are implemented across the globe. Maybe a nice example is that Zebra is tracking all the NFL, National Football League players in the US by putting a RFID tag on their shoulder pads. And 20 times per second, we are locating these players and are collecting the location data, which is it's sold to the gaming industry, which is sold to the teams, and also sold to the TV stations that are covering these events.
It's a very good point, actually, Leonard. So our tags, our beacons, and our readers do exist in healthcare environments and hospitals inside EMEA now, inside Europe now. And we do have case studies on this piece. Joining that together with our enterprise engine, we do have customers such as the NFL, some large international organizations using that. What's new to the European shores is our application software. So the application and reporting layer is the new piece. The hardware and the engine is not new to Europe. So if we don't have any more questions, shall we end the recording and see if any questions come in by email?
I think that's good, Wayne. Thank you.
Okay. So look, thank you very much for your time. I hope you are all well in this very strange time that we are in, and I hope to see you soon face to face in the near future. But thank you very much.